Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I have really kept it together this election cycle and not mentioned anything about specific candidates, even though I've wanted to. I'm going to break my silence about two ballot concerns, though, and I have a feeling my positions are somewhat unpopular and not mainstream Humboldt County, but here goes. First, Prop 64. No on 64 seemed like it came out of nowhere, which it probably didn't. It just seemed like it because I'm not plugged into the pop culture. Haven't we spent 2 years expecting that legalizing cannabis was a slam dunk? I have a theory about it, and it's not because they can show advertisements about kids eating edibles or whatever line they've come up with. My theory is that the growers came out of the haze to see that being an official business is not in their best interest. Now they have to follow regulations. Now the taxes are being piled on. Now more people are growing and the price has gone down. Now they have to follow environmental rules. That's why it's no on 64. Not until the taxes and the regulations started being formed was there a problem with legalization that I ever heard. It's not easy being a business. It's much easier being under the radar, where you don't have to pay your workers overtime now, like the grape growers do. It's not so easy being a business when the competition is more marketing savvy. That's what I think of no on Prop 64. Let's legalize it already. There is a measure in Fortuna for a sales tax increase, Measure E. You've heard me speak in favor of a 1 cent sales tax increase 2 years ago, and of course, I'm personally in favor of this new 0.75 cent sales tax increase. 2 years ago, opponents were saying, use your general fund to make up the deficits, and bad management was to blame for budget woes. Opponents have even recycled their old letter to scare residents to vote no. What's the difference this year? Prop 47, that's what's different. We can actually see the effects of Prop 47 in Fortuna and all of Humboldt County. A reduction of felonies and penalties, ironically sold to Californians as a cost savings. Sometimes cost savings are not in our best interest. In order to combat Prop 47, as well as the naturally higher cost of doing business, we need Measure E. If you are thinking about voting no, I urge you to read about it. Talk to our mayor, our council, city staff about it before you vote. The sales tax would be equal to the level of Eureka, not surpass it. So, there you have it. I've gone rogue. Please note that these are my personal opinions and not the opinions of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. We get to talk again on November 8th. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.